Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Our trust is in you today.
No other help we know, but we are depending on you to take us through, to go with us through our tests and trials, to lead and guide us and direct our path every step of the way. Help us to endure, O Lord. Help us to put on the whole armor of Jesus Christ that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But help us, O Lord, not to fear. Help us to take you at your word. Help us, O Lord. You said that you would be with us always, even to the end of the world. And we take you at your word today. We are standing on that solid foundation. We know, Lord, that you're able to keep that which we committed unto you against that day. Now, Lord, we pray that you'll go with us. Help us to endure hardness, O Lord. Help us to go through our test of strength where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Help us to go forward in you, seeking to do thy will. Give us the strength we need to endure unto the end. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer. Keep our souls, O Lord. Keep our minds and keep our hearts. Help us, O Lord. We're dependent on you. Oh, my God, no other help we know. You are our very present help. In the name of Jesus, look on the souls of men, those who are suffering right now, those who are without. We know you're able, and we know thou art a provider. You're able to make a way out of no way. Fix it today, Lord. Pray to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to turn from their way. Give them a mind to seek your faith. Help them to call on the name of Jesus, for there's power in that name, and there's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. But help them, O Lord, to give their life to you before it's too late. Help somebody to turn from their wicked way. Help give their life unto you. Look on the backslider. Touch their heart. Break up the stony heart. Help them to come back to you while you're calling. In the name of Jesus, don't let it be said too late, but help them to run to you. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. You said you're married to the backslider. We believe your word today, but we ask for mercy, O Lord. Have mercy today. Look on your people. Look on the churches. Touch the churches. Bring them together. Find the works of Satan. Cast him out, O Lord. You want us to be in unity and love. Help us today, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, O Lord. Help us, Jesus. We're waiting, Lord. We need you to come to our rescue. We need you to work it out. In the name of Jesus, look on those who are scattered. Bring them together, Lord. Help them to seek your face and call on your name. Help them, O Lord, to give their lives unto you. Heal them that are sick. Those who are battling cancer, heal, Lord. We know you're able. We know you're a healer. We know thou art a deliverer. Yes, we know you're a miracle worker. You can do it today. Have mercy today. Touch right now, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. We know you're able. We're dependent on you, and we're looking to you. You're the only one that can heal and deliver. Save. Oh, my God, have mercy, O Lord. Save the hand of death. Find an evil work. Look on the bereaved family, those who are going through bereavement. I pray that you will keep them in their time of trials. Keep them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift the burdens of their heart. Help them, O Lord, to get through it. We know you're able. In the name of Jesus, comfort their souls. Fix every situation. Work everything out. Bring it together, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on this broadcast, look on Dr. Hameen and Dr. Khadija. I pray that you touch and bless them, help them to continue to do your will, speak your words, and do what you would have them to do. Help them, O Lord. Give them strength, bless, and make ways for them. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, and look on every soul that is listed on all of the prayer list. I pray that you touch, bless, save, heal, forgive, lift every burden, strengthen the weak, and deliver the bound. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this you've already done. And we thank you for how you made a way.
Thank you for opening up a door.
Thank you, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you because
yes,
you're on time,
you.
God. You're never too late, but you're always on time. I thank you for what you've done. And I thank you for what you're going to do. Pray
thank
that
you going to
bless this broadcast. Have your way and let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is a Watch Care pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Religious Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 85th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 85 number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin, Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thine people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what the God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Thank God for the number of the word. The 85th number of Psalm, the first throughout, the 13th verse throughout its entirety. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer, that anointed prayer. Thank God for the opening scripture.
Yes.
We just thank God for everyone who tuned in on this afternoon. And just want to let you know that we are going to go a different way today. The Lord laid something on my heart to do. And the invitation is to everyone, and that is to just have a special prayer on the broadcast this afternoon. And before we have that special prayer, if there's anyone who has a special prayer request, anything that you desire God to do, if you want to be saved, if you want to receive the Holy Ghost, if you have a sickness or a disease or some condition that you've been dealing with and you want to be healed of it, this special prayer is for you today. And we're going to have the reading of the names that are on our prayer request. But if you want to call in and make your request known, you are welcome to call in right now to our guest call-in number. And that number is 979905270, and the access code is 7946408. If you desire to make your prayer request known on this broadcast this afternoon, please call in. I'll give that number again. Call in right now. The number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408. And if you don't want to call in, but you have a special prayer request, or there's a condition in your body, we're going to ask you to lay your hand on that condition while the prayer is going on and believe God. And now we're going to have the reading. Well, I'm just going to mention a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to have that prayer list, the names on our prayer list called out. And the scriptures I just want to bring to your attention are 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verse 14. And this is a familiar scripture to many. And that scripture reads, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. It reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." And I also want to read St. John, the 15th chapter, verse 7. And that verse reads, "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." These words of the Lord, we have to take him at his word. And it is conditional. We need to abide in him. And we need his words to abide in us. And if this is the case, we can ask what we will according to his word, and it shall be done unto us. So it's important that we humble ourselves, go before the Lord, and acknowledge anything that we've done wrong, ask God for forgiveness. And we can take our prayer requests and petitions to the Lord, believing God. Praise the Lord. And I just want to say this before we have those names called out. There was a man who had his arm was withered up. And Jesus, on the Sabbath day, he healed that man. But the other scribes and Pharisees, who act like they were just so into the law and keeping up with the law, they were upset about that. And so they decided that they were going to seek counsel and come against Jesus to destroy him because he had healed this man on the Sabbath day. You know, the nation is in pain. The nation is suffering. There are so many people sick and plagued with diseases and viruses and afflictions and troubles spiritually and naturally. And we need to take God at his word. And one thing about Jesus, when there were multitudes around, he didn't send anyone away not healed. Glory to God. And so that's a great part of the ministry of Jesus Christ. That's a part of the reconciliation. This ministry of reconciliation is to make us whole, completely whole. God wants us to be in health, and he wants us to prosper. Praise the Lord. And when Jesus found out, or rather, knew about the Pharisees plotting and counseling against him to destroy him, he withdrew himself from that area, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. So Jesus had a compassion for the people's well-being, even their natural being, their health. And so the Lord is a compassionate God, and he wants us to have our health. He wants to restore our health to us. Anyone who's sick, anyone who has a problem, anyone who's dealing with any situation or any trouble, you are encouraged to just take God at his word. If you abide in him and his words abide in you, you can ask what you will, something big, something small, it doesn't matter. You can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And if you believe God today, you're welcome to call in right now on this guest call-in line and make your request known. I'll give that number out one more time, and then we're going to have the names on the prayer list called out. And that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946-408. And now at this time, we're going to have the prayer list, the names on the prayer list called out by Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All the names on the prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Erica Hameen, for the bereaved Edmund family, the bereaved Ingram family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Elder Barry Johnson, LaVon Wilkins Jr., Missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Johnson Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's son, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olamann Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, the bereaved Allen family, the bereaved Carr family, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmonds Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those who are currently requesting, Andre Webster, that's Sister Doreen's brother, and Alfonso Moore. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, thanks, honey. Those are all the names that I have on the prayer list at this time, but the ones that I didn't call, we want to continue to pray for those souls as well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, let us prepare our hearts to go before the Lord, and let's believe God together. This is something that the Lord laid on my heart to do and to pray a special prayer, because God, he is our healer, and he wants to heal us. Everywhere we're hurt, broken, or torn apart, he wants to fix us the way he wants us to be. Amen. Whole inside and out. And God can do it. All we have to do is just believe God. So if you have a little bit of faith, just take that faith and believe God while we're praying this prayer. If your faith is a little weak, just believe God to increase your faith enough to believe him to heal you or to bless you or to save you, whatever it is you desire for him to do. So let us put our minds on the Lord at this time, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. Lord,
Thank
God,
you, Lord.
Humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, asking for mercy, asking, Lord, for grace. We're asking you, oh God, while we're praying this prayer, to search our hearts, Lord. Be merciful, oh God, and forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings. Lord, look upon us. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Look on us, oh God. We are calling on you today. Lord, we need you to stop by here right now while we're praying, oh God. Blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquities. Oh, Lord, let sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are coming to you because we take you at your word, and we believe every word that you have spoken. Lord, we humble ourselves, and we pray before you. We are seeking your face, oh God, turning from our wicked ways, waiting to hear from you today. We ask you, Lord God, to look on the prayer list right now, Lord. Every name that was called out and those names that are written on the list that were not called. Oh, blessed Savior, look upon each of one by one and name by name. Lord God, whatever the condition is, whatever their situation is, Lord, we know you're able to fix it, Lord. We know you're able to work it out, my God. If any be sick, Lord Jesus, touch, heal, and make whole right now. Oh, my God, deliver them from that affliction. Deliver them from that illness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Confound those wise. Confound those, oh God, the leaders who don't believe anymore. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, work miracles in somebody's life. Jesus,
Lord,
we're down here waiting, Lord. Touch, Lord Jesus. Work miracles, oh my God, in the homes, Lord. Work miracles on the job, my Lord Jesus. Oh my Lord, make yourself known all around in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, we ask you to increase our faith, Lord, and help us to believe you and to take you at your word. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, so many
are
suffering from sicknesses, even incurable diseases, even sicknesses unto death. But we pray, God, that you will stop the hand of death. Oh, my God, give somebody another chance, Lord. Give somebody a little more time, my Lord, to do your will in the name of Jesus. Have mercy today, Lord. Be merciful, oh God. Look on the bereaved families today. We ask, Lord, that you will bring comfort and that you will give them consolation, oh Lord, and help them. Please, Lord Jesus, uphold them during this difficult time, Lord, and ease the pain of their heart from the loss. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord. Look on our leaders today, oh God. We pray a special prayer for them, Lord, that you will give them guidance, that you will give them direction, and show them the way that they should go. Even the leaders around the world, oh God. Oh, blessed Savior, save dying souls everywhere. Deliver the bound souls in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover, Lord God. Let it wash and let it bring protection. Oh, blessed Savior, we're dependent on you, Lord Jesus, and we're looking unto you, my God. For without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We want to do your will, Lord. We want to be found in your will. Oh, Lord God, when our time comes, we want to be found in your will. Oh, God, keep us and preserve us in the name of Jesus. Have your way, my God. and let your holy will be done. We're praying, Lord, for the families of the world all around, my God. We're praying for the nations of the world. We're asking you, Lord, for deliverance. We're asking for healing, oh God. We're asking you to make the way so that we can minister, oh blessed Savior, far and near in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, not our will, my God, but let your holy will be done. Take control, Lord Jesus, and have preeminence. Oh Lord God, even when we're faced with opposition, when we're in an impossible situation, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. There's nothing possible, God. And we're bringing all of our burdens, all of our troubles. We're bringing all our petitions. We're bringing them before you right now, Lord. And we lay them down at your feet, oh God. We cast all of our care on you, Lord Jesus. We're casting all of our burdens on you, Lord Jesus. Because we know that you care for us. We believe you today, Lord. We're taking you at your word. And we believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. We believe, Lord, that we are healed, oh God. Hallelujah. We believe, Lord Jesus, for the saving of souls and for the deliverance of the bound, Lord. We believe for the doors being opened, oh God. We believe right now, Lord, for everything to turn around in our favor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mercy. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for having mercy on us. We thank you, oh God, for your saving power. We thank you, Lord, your healing power. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. Glory to your name. We thank you, Lord, for this ministry, oh God. We ask that you will use this ministry to bring glory and honor to your holy name in the name of Jesus, that you will bless every listener, whoever is listening right now. Let a special blessing come upon them right now, God. Let it overtake them in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Encourage those who are discouraged right now. Lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Work wonders, oh God, and work miracles. We believe it and we count it as done. And Lord, we
count
thank
it
you.
As done, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for this
prayer,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord, for listening to us. Thank you. Oh,
glory
Lord.
To you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you,
for your love. We thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, for your love,
thank you, oh God, for your compassion. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord,
thank
we're
you,
asking you to accept our prayer. All of these requests and things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Will you join me in giving thanks to the Lord?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. We thank you. Glory, glory,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. I believe God. Hallelujah. And I thank him.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have words from our evangelists who are on the broadcast now. And if anyone else, any clergy, desire to call in, you're welcome to call in right now and give remarks or have words of encouragement. God bless.
So Lord, amen. I thank the Lord for that anointed prayer coming through.
Amen.
Dr.
Yes.
Sheila, I mean, I tell you, if we don't believe that to all of that, I'm telling you, because the Lord, he knows how to deliver the godly, and he knows how to make the way. She prayed the prayer of faith. It's up to us
yes.
to take the word of God, to believe this prayer. Whatever it was that we were desiring of the Lord, maybe you didn't make it known, but God knows just what you need. And she prayed. She covered a lot of ground. She covered almost everything. But I thank God for that prayer, because
thank
prayer
you.
Is the answer, and prayer
Amen.
Will get the job done. Glory to God. I thank God. Thank God for you, Daniel Sameen, and for the way that you let the Lord lead you to go, because prayer is very, very much needed.
So that he said he would heal our land. And I'm grateful today. You know, some of us might have, like she began to say, you might not have called in to say what your petition was. It may have been an unspoken request, but God, he honors those too. I just thank God for their Amen. Prayer again in state of Venice. I mean, keep on letting the Lord have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I accidentally disconnected from the call.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words. Got cut off, so the broadcast didn't hear what you said, Evangelist Khadija. So if you don't mind going ahead on and repeating what you said.
Well, I was just thanking God for the prayer and thanking God for your obedience to the will of God and just going on ahead and doing what he said for you to do. And I was, you know, just re-quoting that scripture that you read in Second Chronicles, where God, he began, you know, to let us know that if his people, which are called by his name, if we would humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, that he would hear from heaven and would forgive our sin and would heal our land. And just basically just, you know, thanking God for his mercy, because he doesn't have to do it. But he said he would do this, but we have to meet a condition first. First, we have to humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. Then he said he would hear. And then he said he would forgive. And then he said he would heal our land. And I was just thanking God again for your obedience, because we don't know what, you know, why the Lord lays it on our hearts to do certain things, but it's up to us to obey. And I just thank God. That wasn't exactly what I said, but you know how it is. You say something and then going, but thank God for your obedience. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May and also through Evangelist Khadija. And we just thank God for this broadcast today and for those of you who continue to support and to pray for us. And we just thank God for you, and just I pray that you are encouraged, you know, pray that this ministry is a blessing to you and to your family. Praise the Lord. We just thank God, because God, he is real, and he continues to prove himself, and things are not going to go the same way all the time. But if we go by the leading of the Lord, God knows all, and he knows the reason why he has things going a certain way. You know, there are many people who are suffering, who are dealing with sicknesses and diseases. Even back in Jesus'
yes.
time, there were many people who were sick. some of them were possessed with devils. You know, they had all kinds of palsies. They had all kinds of conditions. And Jesus
Amen.
Healed these people. He made these people whole. That woman who had that infirmity for 18 long years, she couldn't
yes.
even straighten up. She was bent over for all those years. And when Jesus came on the scene, yes, Lord,
mm-hmm.
he had compassion on
Thank
her.
You, Jesus.
He healed the woman. Glory to God. He just began to say, woman, thou art loosed. And she stood up straight from that moment on. You know, and she didn't suffer any longer with that condition. And so the Lord, he's very, very compassionate. And he wants to see us do his will. Amen. He wants
yeah,
to
amen.
Take away the infirmities and sicknesses and
mm-hmm.
diseases so that we can do the work of the Lord. So be encouraged and let's believe God. Let's take God at his word. Praise the Lord. I just felt this laid on my heart and I just had to go that way, the way the Lord was leading me to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for this broadcast. And if do we have anything else before we close out at this time? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We invite you to tune in with us on Friday evening at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. I don't think we gave those announcements, did we? So let's get a few announcements so that you can give the information when our broadcast and the numbers to call. So if you don't mind, Evangelist Khadija, can you give those announcements at this time?
Yes. Give me one moment to close up. Amen. Yes. So our broadcast airs every Friday and Sunday at Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. You can call the dial-in number at 319-527-6763 or log in online at blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title One School. And you can speak with us during the broadcast if you dial 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to send us postal mail, you can mail it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. And if you want to support some other ministries throughout the week on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Nebel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays and on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Martha Caldwell hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7681. And Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Net Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I already read the prayer list, so keep, and just bear in mind to keep those souls lifted up in prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those announcements. Anything else before we close out? If not, we thank the Lord once again for all things, and we pray that you will continue to seek the Lord, to be encouraged, whatever it is you need. We are praying for you, and we ask for your continued prayers. And may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and good night.